1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
All right, let's get to it. Time to talk some baseball with Fireman Jim, but before we do that, I can still smell barbecue on you. You stink like Kansas City.
Oh, man, I did, you know, there for the baseball for my son's tournament team, but yeah, I mean, it was my birthday weekend too. We hit the big barbecue. I mean, I got the meat sweats all weekend. I did the barbecue and sampled everything pretty much, and then big steak dinner on Saturday. So yeah,
I don't mean Kansas City is sauce, right? That's not a dry rub.
It depends where you go.
Well, I thought that they were sort of known for
Texas is more of a rub. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I had the sauce. It was we were all sauced up.
I thought I watched a lot of barbecue programs.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say why am I answering this? Fireman Jim was just there a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and one of my favorite microbrews is down there too. So he went to Boulevard Brewing Company and sampled some beers and had lunch there. So yeah, baseball and barbecue, man. It was a great weekend.
It's a great town, isn't it, Kansas City? I mean, seriously, it is a great town.
It really is. And I wish the weather was better because the weather that we had here, they had there, but just less rain. It was like 45 degrees on Sunday. It was 65 on Saturday, but like 45-mile-an-hour winds were trying to play baseball, and it was pretty crazy.
You know what? Go back to Kansas City, Fireman Jim, another time when the weather's a little bit better.
I will, and you know, there's a lot to do because we went by Arrowhead and Kauffman, which are right across the parking lot from each other, and, you know, walked around there for a while, and there's lots to do, especially in the summer, you know, in a non-COVID year. Yeah, there's lots to do there.
Yeah, you know who's got lots to do?
Yes.
The Tampa Bay Rays. They're 0-1. They're 0-1.
They do. And, I mean, the Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers and the Rays both had the best record in the league this year. So you got the top two teams facing each other. The Dodgers, though, are showing why. I mean, they're starting to come around. And not good for the Rays. I mean, you know, they have three MVPs on that team. You know, the Kershaw curse that you've been going on for the postseason the last 2 years. He's pitching well this year and in the postseason.
He had a clunker in game four of the NLCS, but he was pretty good last night.
Yeah, I mean, he dominated the Brewers, which really wasn't hard to do in the first series, and he had a great performance. He was on point yesterday. I mean, he was on. And when he's on and their offense is clicking, I mean, the Dodgers' offense, which was kind of quiet the first two series, they're coming around, they're getting the clutch hits, and they're hard to pitch to 1-9. And one of the reasons is that they take pitches. They don't swing at pad pitches for the most part. They swing at strikes. So they're walking a lot, and those walks come around and score, and they get the clutch hits. That makes them unstoppable.
Well, it's one thing to look at a lot of pitches, but it doesn't do you any good if you're not hitting the ball eventually, right?
Right.
I mean, they're patient and they're pretty good at putting the ball in play.
And they have been. The walks get on, and guess what happens? You know, that walk and Cody Bellinger, first pitch fastball over the fence. He's coming around. He popped his shoulder up at game seven. I mean, he popped his shoulder celebrating, and then he hit the bomb in game one of the World Series.
I don't get that. Usually a dislocation is,
yeah,
unless you're Martin Riggs and you can just pop it back in by smashing it in the door.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
But that's Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his thing. Yeah. That was his thing, Lethal Weapon. Yep.
But I'll bet you Cody Bellinger wasn't hung up by his hands soaked with a garden hose and had jumper cables attached to him, you know, to torture some sort of information out of him.
Right.
Mel Gibson did either.
No, I'm sure he did not. But still, popping your shoulder, you know, what, 24 hours earlier and then hitting a bomb in the major leagues? He had to have some swelling. I'm not a doctor, but there had to have been something going on.
He made it seem in the post-game interview on Van Pelt that night, like, oh, yeah, I popped my shoulder out. No big deal. We went in the trainer's room. He put it back in. But then when I'm watching the pregame or during the game yesterday, they were talking about, yeah, this was more serious than we thought.
Sure.
Because you're right. Because did he play with a harness on that shoulder last night they were talking about?
I'm sure they had something going on, but still, I don't know how he hit that bomb. And I don't even know how he was playing, to be honest with you, but he did, and he made a difference.
How are your shoulders, Fireman Jim?
man, they feel all right, but I don't think I can hit a home run.
That's what I was going to say. Brian, have you knocked your shoulders out of socket lately?
No,
you feel
man.
Like you could?
No.
No.
You feel like you
could
step up to the plate and hit a home run?
No.
Okay.
No, probably
right.
not. So me between either. That and then, of course, Mookie Betts, it's turning into the Mookie Betts show in the last few games. The guy, now they're, and you know why the Dodgers went after him so hard in the offseason and landed him. This guy is, I mean, he's making the big difference.
No kidding.
And that guy's amazing.
He is not leaving them going, what the hell did we do? It's
no.
like he's worth every penny that we're paying
worth
him right
every
now.
Every penny. I mean, yeah. the guy's clutch.
And, you know, it's a team of really good players. I don't know if they're the greatest players, but Mookie Betts maybe. But, you know, you got Justin Turner at third base who's always consistent at the plate and in the field.
Yeah, no, I mean, the lineup 1 through 9, I mean, you know, Jack Peterson hitting 8. I mean, they had Barnes catching yesterday, but, you know, Will Smith usually their catcher, Muncy, Turner, Ballinger. They got a stacked lineup 1 through 9. You go to the Rays lineup, unless you're a big baseball fan, you probably don't know half these guys. You just don't know their names. They're not popular names.
Well, we don't. Here's the problem around here. We don't see the Rays like we've seen the Dodgers over the last few years. We're pretty familiar with the Dodgers.
We sure are. We are.
The Rays are like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? But that's not because they're not good. It's just they don't get the sort of coverage the Dodgers
exactly,
do.
Exactly. You know something? The Rays, they have to start hitting. I mean, even in the championship series against the Astros, they only scored more than 4 runs once. And they didn't score 4 runs yesterday. So they've been winning the close games. That's how they got here. But, you know, this Dodger team can hit, so they got to start putting up some runs. It's that simple.
How do you like John Smoltz?
John, as an announcer?
Yeah, well, I mean, they were talking last night about Clayton Kershaw facing, I don't remember who it was, because it's a race, so nobody knows who they are. But this guy has been stone cold lately. And Smoltz says, if I'm Clayton Kershaw, this is the guy I'm most afraid of. And Joe Buck goes, wait. You're not afraid of anybody. What are you talking about? You know? And I don't
That's
know.
Joe's job.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, Buck, I've never liked an announcer. I mean, baseball especially, but, you know, he gets the
what
job.
What don't you like about
Joe?
Because I think Joe Buck does a nice job. I don't have a problem. Whether it's football, baseball.
Maybe it's the football bleeding into baseball because, I mean, you know, and every fan hears what they want to hear. So when I hear him in football, I hear him anti-Packer. You know, when I see him doing baseball, he seems to have a favorite team. And you can tell by the way his inflections and how he announces things.
Home run.
Buck.
Maybe
Buck,
I'm wrong.
I don't like that guy.
Just not a Joe Buck fan. Smoltz, I don't mind. I mean, you know, as a color guy, I like him as a player, and he seems to be a decent announcer. He just does the color, so I don't have a problem with him.
I think he's really good, and you can't question, you know, when he says something because he's got the numbers to back it all up.
Oh, yeah. You know, and those guys, I mean, this is announcing nowadays. They're getting stats fed to them constantly. They have any stat they want at their fingertips. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to look smart. They're going to look good. I mean, it's just how they relay the information. I mean, you know, are they cocky? Are they pompous? Like, well, this guy. I mean, no, they're getting this stuff fed to them. So. This is what it is. The information's out there. You can have any stat you want in a second.
So they have good spotters, is what you're saying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And they have to.
It's like me sitting here at the Google machine.
Right.
Which we may break up and nobody's going to know anything.
And
if
we'll
we break
know
up.
Nothing.
If we break up Google, Google is a subsidiary of Alphabet, correct?
Correct. That's what I think. I mean, I don't know. I thought they were.
So really, did you think your phone service got worse after they broke up Ma Bell? Huh?
It was confusing. Yeah. Didn't you think? Having to find your own long distance?
You got over it. You seem to be doing well phone-wise
but
now.
When it first happened, it was very...
There's going to be growing pains.
I still can go to Yahoo. I can still
go to Bing if you want. You can go to Ask Jeeves if you want.
There are choices, but we don't because Google now is a verb. It's not
a
just a noun.
When your company is a verb, you're doing quite well.
See? Fireman Jim said that, not me.
I'm going to go to Yahoo
now. You're like the John Smoltz of this show is who you're
right.
like.
Right. You notice during the World Series and during the playoffs, there's a lot more commercials and sponsors. I mean, they're putting a commercial on during mound visits now.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to pay for this stuff. They got to pay for this, Fireman Jim.
And it seems like Taco Bell's paying for it. Getting there. I mean, they pump Taco Bell stolen base so much. They must just be, I mean, it's. Mookie Betts again. He did it in 18. And the last guy to steal his bases when he stole, I think, walked and stole two bases in an inning with Babe Ruth. I don't know if Babe Ruth got anybody tacos from Taco Bell in 1921.
Are you?
Well, I see Babe Ruth as being a big Taco Bell guy.
Oh, you think he liked Mexican food?
For some reason, I just think he would really load into Taco Bell.
Really?
Oh, I could see him doing there after a game, after a cigar and some beer.
Right, 2 a.m. every day, he's going in there to get the party pack and the large Mountain Dews.
The Bambino, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. It's just like I kind of always thought Peppermint Patty was a feral kid. I don't know why. It's just a feeling. It's a feeling. It's my feeling, I can't explain it.
I just see Babe Ruth as a steak guy.
Yeah.
They're going to be headed more to Corpers or something like that.
Yeah, he'd go to Corpers and he'd stay there for and have some whiskey, and then also on the way home, he'd stop at Taco Bell.
This is after Corpers. He's had a steak.
This is on the way home.
After Corpers.
Yeah. He's just, to fill in the cracks.
So he's been to Corpers.
After the 52-ounce steak and the rack of baked potatoes and a few whiskeys.
He's been to Corpus. He's had dinner. The post-dinner cigar.
Yeah. Yep.
Beer.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't a snifter guy.
No.
All right,
so beer. I'm a little hungry. I don't want to go back to
that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Perfect. And he was stealing bases in the World Series in 1921. So he was earning the tacos.
All right. Hey, did you see the new Hummer commercial, Fireman Jim? Speaking of baseball and commercials.
I did not.
Holy cow. I can't imagine what that thing lists for. You have to order it. All electric.
Electric Hummer?
It's not the pig it used to be where it was just in a gas guzzling. No. Yeah. All electric. So now you just
What will we call a car when it uses a lot of electricity? Because there's going to be electricity guzzlers.
Well, yeah, you have to plug them in.
Right, but what is the word for guzzling when it comes to electricity? It's not a liquid.
It's a pig.
No.
It's a pig.
Is it?
I'm trying to think of an electrical term for something that
pig have. Watt hog? A watt hog. So we can get something better.
Maybe.
We can whiteboard that and we can get something better.
Okay.
But that thing has to be, I'm guessing it has to be $150,000 to $200,000 if you're ordering one.
It was
insane looking, Fireman Jim. It looked like something they would have on Star Wars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Now
I'll check it out.
All right. So game two tonight in the World Series.
Yeah, you're gonna see Blake Snell's pitching for the Rays. You know, he won the Cy Young in 18. They need that. They need the 18 Blake Snell to pitch tonight. This is a must win for him. I mean, early on, they don't want to drop 2-0. You know, the Dodgers are pitching Gonsolin. He's going to go a couple innings. But the Dodgers have 15 pitchers on their postseason roster, so they're pitching heavy right now. So they're going to pitch a committee today, and they can throw everybody at them. And you know, Blake Snell needs to perform for the Rays.
Okay, forget about what you saw last night. Just forget about what you saw in that game last night. You just walked into this, and you know the Dodgers won. Do you still like the Rays, or are you really heavy on the Dodgers now?
Well, you got to be heavy on the Dodgers. If you're a betting man, I mean, Dodgers, of course, but, you know, I still want to see the Rays, you know, pull it off.
All right. Very good. All right, Fireman Jim.
All right, guys. We'll be talking post-World Series next Wednesday and wrapping it all up.
Do you have any doggy bags left from Kansas City?
Nope. Actually, I had some barbecue last night because we didn't take it back with us, the leftovers. Yes, it was delicious.
All right. Byron Jim, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys.